Testing in the House Chamber, 118th Legislative Day.
The House will come to order. Members will take their seats and visitors will retire from the chamber. Sergeant Arms will close the door. This morning's prayer will be offered by Aaron Wilson, who's the legislative assistant to Representative Warren. Would ask everyone to stand for the prayer and to remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance following the prayer. Ms. Wilson.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day that you have given us. Thank you for your continued blessings and protection over us, the state of North Carolina, and this country that we are so blessed to call home. Lord, please keep the members and staff safe as they go about their travels and activities this weekend. Thank you, Lord, for all that you do for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Gentleman from Harnett, Representative Lewis, recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for August 21st has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Lewis moves the journal for August 21st to be approved as written. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The journal is approved as written. Message from the governor. Clerk will read.
Governor Roy Cooper, objections and veto message. House Bill 370, an act to require compliance with immigration detainers and administrative warrants. This legislation is simply about scoring partisan political points and using fear to divide North Carolina. As a former law enforcement officer of our state, I know that current law allows the state to jail and prosecute dangerous criminals regardless of immigration status. This bill, in addition to being unconstitutional, weakens law enforcement in North Carolina by mandating sheriffs to do the job of federal agents using local resources that could hurt their ability to protect their counties. Finally, to elevate their partisan political pandering, the legislature has made the sheriff's violation of this new immigration duty as the only specifically named duty violation and can result in the sheriff's removal from office. Therefore, I veto the bill, Roy Cooper, Governor. The bill, having been vetoed, is returned to the clerk of North Carolina House of Representatives on this day, the 21st day of August, 2019 at 12:26 p.m. for reconsideration by that body.
Noted. Bill is referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. Representative Lewis is recognized on behalf of Representative Johnson to send forth a conference report. Clerk will read.
Senate Bill 621, to the President of the Senate and the Speaker of the House of Representatives. The conferees appointed to resolve the difference between the Senate and the House of Representatives on Senate Bill 621, a bill to be entitled an act to reduce testing administered by students in public schools. House Committee Substitute Favorable 62519, House Committee Substitute Number 2, Favorable 7819, 5th Edition and Gross 1719, submit the following report. The Senate and the House agreed to the following amendment to the House Committee Substitute Favorable 62519, House Committee Substitute Number 2, Favorable 7819, 5th Edition and Gross 1719, and the Senate concurs and the House Committee Substitute as amended. Delete the entire committee substitute favorable 62519, House Committee Substitute Number 2, Favorable 7819, 5th Edition and Gross 1719, and substitute the attached proposed conference committee substitute S621-PCCS35344-TC-6. The conferees recommend that the Senate and the House of Representatives adopt this report. Date conferees approved 21st, 2019. Conferees for the Senate, Senator Tillman, Chair, Senators Ballard, Edwards, and Sawyer, and Horner. Conferees from the House of Representatives, Representative Linda Johnson, Chair, Representative Elmore.
Pursuant to Rule 44D, the bill is placed on the calendar for Monday night. Representative John, if the gentleman wants to, on behalf of the Democratic Caucus, waive anything, we can take care of some other matters on the calendar. Thought I'd ask. Notices and announcements. Anything from the clerk? For what purpose, gentleman from Wake, Representative John Rice.
A request of the chair.
Gentleman's recognized.
Should I stand to send forth an amendment in the future, I'd ask the chair to just rule me out of order. After. After yesterday.
Well, Representative John, the chair is going to see if maybe we can all get, well, we're all exempt from CLE, but the chair was going to see if we could maybe get CLE credit for yesterday's session. So maybe our staff could, or those who had to listen to it could. I do think the gentleman actually had it was a good amendment. It was actually a good debate about the bill amendment. I'm glad the gentleman's amendment passed. But it was a very good discussion. And what I will tell you too is that it also triggered a lot of other amendments, from expunction amendments that weren't germane to the bill and other matters as well. But I think that it got people thinking about a lot of stuff. And I don't know. I can't remember the last time we've actually had a robust discussion about Fourth Amendment issues and search and seizure. So actually, I think it was actually a pretty good amendment. So
thank you.
Yes, sir. And again, if the gentleman wants to waive that other thing, offer's still out there. I don't think Representative Jackson will mind. He might be listening right now. Any further notices or announcements? If not, the gentleman from Harnett, Representative Lewis, recognized for a motion. Oh, I'm sorry. Actually, before he does, I do want to thank our pages again. You all will notice there's not as many here today. That's because today is what's called a no-vote session. And, of course, you all saw sessions this week that did have a lot of vote, including yesterday. But on behalf of my colleagues, I do want to thank you all again. And I guess school's getting ready to start, Monday probably for most of you. So enjoy this nice long weekend and try to find something fun to do today while you're here. But, again, thank you for your service. We appreciate it. Seeing no further notices or announcements, Jennifer from Harnett, Representative Lewis, recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House adjourn to reconvene Monday, August 26th at 7 o'clock p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1 and receipt of messages from the governor.
Representative Lewis moves, seconded by Representative Dixon, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Monday, August 26th at 7 p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1, as well as messages from the governor. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. Ayes have it. We stand adjourned.
Messages from the governor. Governor Roy Cooper, objections and veto message. House Bill 645, an act to revise the outdoor advertising laws. Protecting the beauty and environment of North Carolina should be a top priority, but this legislation authorizes cutting down trees and other clearing work along roadways without the consent of nearby communities. Local governments should have more of a say in where their communities allow billboards. Therefore, I veto the bill. Signed, Roy Cooper, Governor. This bill, having been vetoed, is returned to the clerk of the North Carolina House of Representatives on this 22nd day of August at 1:52 p.m. for reconsideration by that body. And House Bill 645 is referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.